Welcome to the Sophia Chang Show. I'm obsessed with the reality show Married at First Sight. So everybody who's gotten within 50 feet of me in the last few months has been forced to hear me talk about it nonstop, and I am not sorry. The premise is you fill out this extensive questionnaire, you interview with this panel of experts, they match you up, they plan your wedding, you show up, and you meet your match at the altar. How amazing is this? Best show ever, right? I mean, this is a legally binding marriage. So then you go on this, you immediately go on your honeymoon. And then when you come back, you have to find an apartment and move in together. Then 6 weeks later, well, lately it is now 8 weeks because we just can't get enough of these stranger marriages. So 8 weeks later, you sit on a couch with the experts and you have to tell them right there on the spot, on camera, whether you want to divorce or stay married. I want to do this show so bad. I am so serious. My entire life, I have loved the idea of an arranged marriage. And this is because, number one, I have the worst taste in men. So I have been joking for years that to make my taste any worse, I would have to start trawling the penitentiary. So I was joking until about a month ago. There was some Instagram post about having a terrible taste in men, and all of the women were commenting. So I commented this story of my life. And I kid you not, someone in prison responded to my comment and said, "Get you a prison brother." Now, this tangent serves little other than to reify why you don't make too many jokes about your own life, such as how I need to start combing prisons to worsen my taste in men, because the universe will then conspire to make all your self-deprecating dreams come true, such as giving you an Instagram jailbird husband. Now, luckily, nobody from my actual romantic history has so much as a spot on their driving record, but a master's degree does not a kind human being make, as I've learned the hard way. So not only do I have miserable judgment of suitors, but I have always hated dating. It is such a waste of my quickly dwindling time. The way I've always seen it, can we just find our spouse and move on with life? There are novels that need writing and faces that need punching. So when this show came out, my first thought was, finally, they get it. I mean, they really get me. So one of the people I was assailing with my love of the show was like, you should go on it. Now, if this was back in season one and my life were a sitcom, I would be holding up my already filled out application. But in reality, I am almost done with season five right now. And this is what I have discovered. The experts have even worse taste than I do. There's this one season where this one roided out bro spent the entire 6 weeks belittling his wife. And after the show, she had to file a restraining order on him. And the experts were like, he just seems so nice and so sincere. And I was like, in what universe does this overly slicked back wannabe Guido gorilla look like he's sincere? He looks like he wants to be on TV. Restraining order. That's all I have to say. See, now we're headed back to penitentiary territory. So, sadly, I will not be applying for Married at First Sight, but if there is one good thing the show made me realize, it's that as bad as my taste is, it can't get worse than someone who's willing to marry a total stranger just to get on TV. Thanks so much for listening to The Sophia Chang Show. If you liked what you heard, subscribe, rate 5 stars, and better yet, write a review about what you liked. And feel free to submit any questions that you have that you want answered on air. I really appreciate you listening.